Chapter 7 King Gorak.
Zelda, where are you? What's happening? Cedric shouted.
Then he saw a hole in the ground.
Zelda disappeared into that hole, he thought. I'm going to find her.
Cedric went down into the hole. He saw Zelda lying on the ground. A boy with blonde hair and blue eyes was with her.
Are you okay, Zelda? Asked Cedric. I'm okay, but I hurt my leg when I fell, answered Zelda.
They'll give you something to help your leg at the palace, said the boy.
What palace? Asked Zelda. Is it far from here?
The palace of King Gorak. It's not far from here, but we must walk through this tunnel to get there, the boy answered.
Who are you? Asked Cedric. Is this the underworld?
Yes, said the boy. Welcome to the underworld. I'm Angus and live in Kandana, an underground city near here.
Wow, said Zelda. I know many stories about Kandana, but I didn't think it was a real place.
Not many people can find us here, said Angus. That hole is the only entrance, and it's usually covered.
Then why wasn't it covered today? Asked Cedric.
Because the King of Kandana wants to meet you, said Angus. He's got an important message for you. Come, I'll show you the way.
Tanzan spoke the truth, said Cedric.
Your journey will take you into the underworld, he said.
Cedric carried Zelda on his back through the tunnel. When they came out of the tunnel, they saw a lake and lots of little houses around it. The lights from the houses shone like stars on the lake.
Come on, said Angus. We must go to the king.
Is your king a good man? Asked Cedric.
He's good to his people, but his enemies are frightened of him. He's a powerful wizard and a strong, brave soldier. He fought many battles, and he killed many people, Angus said.
A beautiful gondola took them across the dark blue lake.
There's the king's palace, said Angus.
He pointed to an exotic building on the other side of the lake.
The gondola stopped, and they got out in front of big gates.
I'm frightened, said Zelda.
Don't worry, said Angus.
Guards took them into the palace, and they came into an enormous room. People were sitting around a big table, eating a lot of delicious food. When Cedric, Zelda, and Angus entered the room, everybody stopped talking. There was silence.
Welcome to Kandana, said a man with long red hair and a beard.
He was wearing long gold clothes.
Come and sit at my table. Are you hungry after your long journey?
Cedric and Zelda sat with the man. Angus said goodbye and left the room. The man with long red hair introduced himself.
My name is King Gorak, he said, and I've got some important news for you, Cedric. Your grandfather, Zanzida, the dark wizard of the north, is waiting for you, and he'll kill you. I want to help you, and I've got a plan.
Why do you want to help me, King Gorak? Asked Cedric.
A friend asked me to help you, answered the king. This friend saved my life once. Now he wants to save your life.
What's your plan? Asked Cedric.
Your grandfather has got a dear old friend called Edgar, said King Gorak. I'll give you a magic potion to drink. The potion will transform you, and you'll look like Edgar. Your grandfather will be pleased to see you, and he won't kill you. Then he took a small blue bottle from his pocket. Drink this, he said. We haven't got much time.
No, Cedric, don't drink it, shouted Zelda. It's a trick.
But Cedric took the bottle. He looked into the king's green eyes, and he decided to believe him.
Did my grandfather kill my mother and father?
Thought Cedric.
If he's so evil, he will kill me too.
Then he drank the potion.
No!
Shouted Zelda. But it was too late. At first, nothing happened. Then Cedric fell to the floor. King Gorak threw a coat over him. Zelda began to cry. She ran to Cedric, but the king stopped her. Don't worry. Cedric is okay, he said. Then he pulled the coat from Cedric, and Zelda saw a tall man with long grey hair. Zelda, this is Edgar, said King Gorak.
Don't worry, Zelda, said Cedric. I'm fine. Your face and body are different, but your voice is the same, said Zelda with surprise.
Yes, said King Gorak. His body is different, but inside he's Cedric. Now take this red bottle. When you drink this potion, you'll become Cedric again. Now, you must go. My guards will take you to the tunnel. You can walk from there. A servant brought some lotion for Zelda's leg. She put it on her leg, and it was better immediately. Cedric thanked King Gorak for his help, and he and Zelda left the palace with the guards. The guards took them to the entrance to the tunnel and left them there.
What are we going to do now? Asked Zelda. It's dark and it's late. We can't go to my uncle's castle now.
We can sleep in the tunnel, suggested Cedric.
It's safer in the tunnel than above ground.
Okay, you're right, said Zelda. We'll go early tomorrow morning, but let's sleep now. I'm very tired.
The two friends lay down and they quickly went to sleep.